Hi, good morning. Today I'll be presenting outcomes of the perinatal hepatitis B prevention program from 1994 to 2008. So hepatitis B surface antigen, or HBsAg, is a marker for acute or chronic hepatitis B infection, and infants born to HBsAg positive women are at high risk of perinatal hepatitis B infection. And 90% of infected infants will develop chronic hepatitis B, and approximately 25% of chronically infected infants died prematurely from cirrhosis or liver cancer. So to prevent perinatal transmission of hepatitis B, in 1985, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, recommended that infants born to HBsAg positive women receive both hepatitis B immune globulin, or HBIG, and hepatitis B vaccine within 12 hours of birth, complete the Hep B vaccine series by 6 to 18 months of age, and receive serologic testing 1 to 2 months after completion of the vaccine series. And completion of these recommendations, according to schedule, is 85 to 95% effective in preventing chronic hepatitis B among exposed infants. So the National Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Program was created in 1990 and was funded by CDC immunization grants, which supports programs in 64 jurisdictions. And the core objectives of the program include HBsAg screening of all pregnant women and the case management of their infants to prevent perinatal transmission of hepatitis B, which basically ensures that they achieve the ACIP recommendations. Additional objectives also include screening and vaccinating susceptible contacts of the pregnant women and referring HBsAg-positive pregnant women and contacts for evaluation and care. But for the purposes of this presentation, I will only be focusing on program efforts to identify HBsAg-positive pregnant women and the outcomes of their infants. So in addition, So as an immunization grant requirement, jurisdictions reported aggregate program outcomes by answering a standard set of questions each year regarding HBsAg-positive pregnant women and their case-managed infants. And these outcome data were compiled to create an annual assessment report for each jurisdiction and covered the national cohort of infants who were born two calendar years before. So the most recent report, which involved infants born in 2008, was just submitted last March in 2010. And for this analysis, archived annual assessment report data were used for infants born between 1994 and 1998, and for infants born between 1999 to 2008, we had electronic data files of the annual assessments themselves. In addition to these assessment reports, an estimated number of births to HBsAg-positive women, which was calculated by the CDC each year, was used to determine the percentage of births to HBsAg-positive women who are identified by perinatal hepatitis B prevention programs. And the CDC estimates were generated using natality data, or the total number of births, which was supplied by the National Center for Health Statistics, and HBsAg seroprevalence estimates, which were generated using NHANES data and a medical literature review. So these data were sorted by six race or ethnic categories, shown on the slide. And for each category, the HBs seroprevalence estimate was applied to the number of births to generate the estimated number of births to HBsAg positive women. And these estimates were produced for individual jurisdictions, which were then summed to generate a national estimate. So program outcome trends were analyzed on a national level from 1994 to 2008, using data from 49 states — Alaska technically doesn't have a program — and six U.S. cities. And these outcomes included the number of estimated and identified births to HBsAg-positive women. And identified just basically means that the case was reported to a jurisdiction's perinatal hepatitis B prevention program. We also analyzed case-managed infants and their outcomes, which included the percentages that received HBIG and Hep B vaccine within one day of birth, completed the Hep B vaccine series by 8 months and 12 months of age, received post-vaccination serologic testing, or were lost to follow-up. So this slide shows some overall statistics of the perinatal hepatitis B prevention program outcomes. Between 1994 and 2008, an estimated 330,350 births, there were an estimated 330,350 births to HBsAg-positive women. Of these estimated births, 155,000, or 47%, were identified, and about 152,000, or 46%, of infants born to HBsAg positive women were case managed by a perinatal hepatitis B prevention program. So this graph shows the number of estimated births to HBsAg positive women and the percentage of these births that were identified by year from 1994 to 2008. The estimated number of births to HBsAg positive women is indicated by the green line at the top, an increase from 19,208 in 1994 to 25,600 in 2008. You'll also note that the increase from 1999 to 2008 was greater than that from 1994 to 1998. The blue line below shows the percentage of identified births to HBsAg positive women out of the number estimated by the CDC. This percentage ranged at about 50% over time, indicating that approximately half of the estimated births to HBsAg positive women were identified. And note that despite the increases in estimated births to HBsAg positive women from 1999 to 2008, the percentage of identified births remained about the same. So this means that there was an increasing burden on prevention programs as the number of identified births continued to increase. And although it's not shown here, almost all of identified births, about 96 to 100%, to HBsAg positive women were subsequently case managed by a perinatal program. So this chart shows the outcomes of case managed infants born to HBsAg positive women. The green line at the top represents the percentage of case-managed infants who received both HBIG and a Hep B birth dose within one day of birth. And you can see that about 95% of case-managed infants received HBIG and a birth dose each year. There was a slight dip in 1999, which was possibly due to a temporary recommendation to suspend the hepatitis B birth dose among infants born to HBsAg negative women, while the mercury-containing preservative thimerosal was removed from hepatitis B vaccines. And shown in the blue line at the bottom is the percentage of case-managed infants who completed the Hep B vaccine series by 8 months of age, which was around 70% each year from 1994 to 2008. And the pink line in the middle shows the percentage of infants who completed the series by 12 months of age, about 80% each year. And you'll note that this percentage slightly declined over time, and this decline was actually significant. This slide shows the percentage of case-managed infants who received post-vaccination serologic testing, which is indicated by the blue line, and the total number of these infants who tested HBsAg positive, which is indicated by the green bars. The percentage of case-managed infants who received post-vaccination testing more than doubled over the 15-year period, from about 25% in 1994 to 56% in 2008. And in 1999, the perinatal programs began to report the results of the serologic testing, and the number of infants who tested HBsAg positive indicating a chronic or breakthrough infection decreased from 1999 to 2008. The most breakthrough infections were reported in 2001. 113, or 2.1%, of tested infants were reported to have chronic hepatitis B infection. The fewest infants were reported in 2008 to have a chronic breakthrough infection. 56, or 0.8%, of tested infants were reported to have a chronic infection. So although the percentage of case-managed infants who received post-vaccination testing increased over the 15-year period, the rates of chronic hepatitis B among the tested infants decreased over time. This slide summarizes the percentage of case-managed infants who were lost to follow-up and the reported reasons for this. The first set of bars shown here shows the percentage of case-managed infants lost to follow-up each year, and each bar represents 1 year. These data were collected beginning in 2004, and the percentage of infants lost to follow-up decreased over time, from about 26% in 2004 to 13% in 2008. In 2005, the perinatal prevention programs began reporting the reasons for loss to follow-up, and each of these reasons is listed on the x-axis, and again, each bar represents 1 year. Reasons included moved out of state, moved out of country, infant death, family refused further follow-up, and inability to locate. The major reasons for loss to follow-up were moved out of country, indicated by the third set of bars, and inability to locate, indicated by the last set of bars. Family refused was the only reason that significantly increased from 2005 to 2008. These data did have some limitations. One involved the accuracy of the CDC's calculation of estimated births to HBsAg positive women. These estimates were largely dependent on NHANES seroprevalence estimates, which may not have accurately reflected the seroprevalence rates among racial or ethnic populations of pregnant women in the United States. The CDC estimates also only accounted for foreign-born Asian Pacific Islander women, and other studies have shown that utilizing country of birth data for all foreign-born pregnant women and applying country-specific seroprevalence rates result in a higher number of estimated births to antigen-positive women than the CDC estimate. Another limitation involves the timeline for reporting program outcomes, which would have resulted in an underestimation of outcomes of case-managed infants. So some infants may not have completed the hepatitis B vaccine series by 12 months of age, which is the latest age that to report vaccine completion on the annual assessment. So, for instance, infants who received COMVAX, which is a Hep B and HIV combination vaccine, don't complete the series until 15 months of age. But recent data actually indicated that less than 2% of case-managed infants received the COMVAX series. The assessment report also may not have captured outcome data for case-managed infants born at the end of a calendar year. Program data for each annual outcome birth cohort were reported to the CDC approximately 15 months following the end of that calendar year. So an infant born at the end of 2008 in December, say, might not have completed the vaccine series or have received post-vaccination testing by the time the report was due in March of the following year. In addition, infants who were late in completing case management for other reasons would not be included. And lastly, we did not capture data on women and infants who were case managed by non-reporting providers. So to conclude, from 1994 to 2008, the Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Program made significant progress in the identification of HBsAg-positive pregnant women and in the case management of their infants. The number of case-managed infants increased and continues to increase, and even with these increasing numbers, about 96% of case-managed infants annually received HBIG and the Hep B vaccine within one day of birth, and about 80% of case-managed infants completed the Hep B vaccine series by 1 year of age. And despite the increasing number of infants who received post-vaccination serologic testing, the incidence of chronic hepatitis B among tested infants decreased. Despite these successes, some gaps do remain. Additional efforts are needed to identify a greater percentage, ideally 100%, of HBsAg-positive pregnant women and their infants. And if you'll recall, only about a half of the CDC's estimated number of HBsAg-positive pregnant women were identified by a perinatal hepatitis B prevention program. Efforts are also needed to increase the percentage of case-managed infants who complete vaccination and receive post-vaccination testing. Loss to follow-up decreased in the last 5 years, but still remains a significant problem. And it was particularly concerning that there was an increase in the percentage of infants who were lost to follow-up because of parent refusal. And although post-vaccination testing rates significantly increased from 1994 to 2008, only about half of all case-managed infants received serologic testing and had known serologic outcomes in 2008. This means that only a quarter of the CDC's estimated number of infants born to HBsAg-positive women had known serologic outcomes. So I'd just like to thank all of the Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Program coordinators who submit this data each year, and my colleagues at the CDC. Thank you.